Yeah. I would have played the liners, but they're messed up. I don't know why. That was why we had the false start there. This is the Gabcast, a show about BellGab.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to be on the show, I'm doing this from memory, so you guys correct me if I don't have it. 623-242-CAST. Is that right?
Sounds right.
Smells right.
Oh, boy. I see the levels on my sound card are red here. That means we're going to have a bad recording. I better fix that. 623-242-CAST, if you'd like to be on the show. 623-242-CAST. I don't even know what numbers those translate to. I'm not going to bother looking either. How are you guys? I can't believe there's people listening to me out there. I'm so nervous.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Do we have a working chat room at the moment?
I don't know. Let me give this another shot. It's my understanding that I texted Curtis and he said he's going to fire up his... See, we're moving the chat operation between Curtis's server, which it in the past has always resided on. We're moving it from that to a box that's sitting about 2 feet away from me. But the problem is... And the one that's sitting 2 feet away from me is ready to go. But the problem is it doesn't have that embedded player at the bottom. And I don't know how to set that up. And Curtis was working on it yesterday, and I thought that was what was done to it. And then I came into the office today, and I loaded up the chat room, and it's working, of course, but there's still no player at the bottom of the screen. So I don't know if he didn't do that yesterday or if something's broken or what. And so as soon as he fires up his server, that chat room should just magically start working. But at the very least, people are able to hear us. You think maybe we should just go ahead and post the alternate chat room address in the Gabcast thread and be done with
yeah,
it?
If we don't have a working chat room, then
yeah, I mean, it's like being, I feel naked. I feel like we have no show otherwise. Okay, well, if that's the case, I think I'm just going to go ahead. And so if you go to ufoship.com/chat, which you've probably already done if you're hearing us, I'm going to give you another URL that you can go to in order to actually chat, and I'm going to type that URL in the Gabcast thread. And no, it's not the minifang that you guys have posted in the past. You know, see, this is what happens when you're running a professional operation here, as we are. Here is the chat URL. You go there, and you will be able to chat with us. So if you go to the Gabcast thread, you're going to see the chat URL posted there. I'm going to have to remove the message that says, everything will be fine. Go to ufoship.com. Oh, my gosh. And Eddie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because I'm seeing B-Dub posting messages here. Eddie?
Hello?
Okay. So, go to the Gabcast thread at BellGab. You're going to see a post I've put there that says chat URL. Just go to that. You'll be able to chat. But in order to hear the show, you'll also want to stay on the...
That's not confusing or anything.
You know, I think we should leave it this way, frankly. If people want to hear this show and they want to chat, they should work for it. Anyway, this is the Gabcast, a podcast about BellGab.com. We thank you very much for taking some time to listen to the show tonight. And, you know, it's you don't really want it to be the Falky cast, but you kind of have to talk about the things that are going on. And what's obviously going on is Falky's girlfriend,
Raffy,
has possibly the most bruised face I've ever seen on a woman. Now, I'm not suggesting anything by saying that. It's just an observation. Here's what I would say, and I don't guess we have to necessarily give the entire story, because anyone who's listening to the show probably already knows the whole story behind the Falky thing on BellGab. But he posted a video. In the video, he... hits his girlfriend, and she says, yeah, don't hit me. And then he says, shut your face, I'm trying to record these YouTube videos and make some coin. And
we don't need to listen to your stupid pie hole. I'm trying to make some money here.
Falcon?
Was it you? It was something it was something along those lines. Yes, that is in fact accurate. And in order to allay the concerns of all parties involved, meaning the people who use Belgab, and to convince them that he is in fact not abusing his girlfriend as they had possibly been led to believe by a video in which he hits his girlfriend, he creates a new YouTube video, and in the video you see his girlfriend standing behind him as he's introing her, and right away she looks like an extra from The Walking Dead. I swear to God, her face. And that is not an insult. I'm not intending to insult anybody or anything. Maybe it was the lighting, or it could have just been that her face is really fucking bruised up. I don't know. So I guess my thought here, and you guys can pick up here where I'm about to leave off, but I mean, if I'm trying to convince people that perhaps I'm not beating my girlfriend or my wife, I don't know, maybe a little makeup's in order on the face before you try that. What do you think?
Discuss.
I have not watched the video, I don't know if I will. I've seen the screen cap where Falky's sitting there and his girlfriend is standing behind him in full support mode, it looks like, but isn't there a thing with people that are captured and they start to have sympathy for their captors? What is that called?
Stockholm syndrome.
Yes, it seemed very Stockholm syndrome to me.
I was waiting for her to reiterate certain aspects of a Falky manifesto, possibly, when she started speaking. I don't know. I felt like we were about to be propagandized.
I actually thought she was going to be holding up a newspaper with today's date on it, because it looked like the beginnings of a beheading video.
Where was the orange jumpsuit?
If only.
There definitely should have been an orange jumpsuit. She's just, I'm sure she's a very nice woman. I don't know what to think about that. I mean, it just seems to me that there would have been better ways forward as far as trying to convince people that you're not beating her. that was explicitly her entire reason for being there was
Look, I don't beat my girlfriend. I'm seeing this video. I'm with her for 10 minutes, and I never hit her.
She actually fell down the stairs a few times. That's why there's bruises all over her face. But I didn't push her or anything. She fell of her own accord. Did I tell you that I've got meatloaf in my refrigerator?
The stairs fell into her face, and I just want to make that clear to everybody. I really and Falky, I know you've got to be listening to this show tonight. You're more than invited to call in, as you are, as anybody is anytime. We would more than be happy to hear from you. We'd be more than happy to hear from your girlfriend tonight, ailing as she seems to be. I don't know, maybe to clear the air. And I will tell you, I think there is a masterful trolling operation taking place on Belgab, and it goes by the name of Area 51 Drone. This whole Casio thing, which is intertwined with the Falky thing, as these two internet people are sort of sparring back and forth with one another, Casio expressing his disappointment over the alleged beating of Falky's girlfriend, allegedly by Falky. Falky expressing his disgust at the fact that Casio has proudly, apparently, impregnated a 13-year-old girl at some point in his past, admittedly. He admits having done so and doesn't really seem too terribly ashamed of the fact. So these two warring parties on the internet sparring back and forth with one another, and in the middle of it all, a supportive cheerleader a helping hand just trying to express a certain understanding of both of these two men that none of the other members of our internet community seem quite to understand is Area 51 drone. I don't buy it for a fucking second. I don't buy that shit for 2 minutes. And you know something? Curtis probably is going to regret me pointing this out, but I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, you know, this whole Falky thing actually started with Area 51 drone, remember? Because he was the one that was going to send the check to Falky in order to get, for what was he buying? Suppositories?
Sirius Radio.
Secret, like a...
Oh, yeah.
The radio subscription.
God. That,
or the radio itself.
Suppositories.
For his Prius or something.
I heard there was swelling, okay?
It was a Sirius XM radio for art show.
I wonder how that would have worked out. I don't know. But anyway, so he was sort of the one who started this whole Falky thing, because that's where the whole let's troll Falky thing started, because people were just aghast at the fact that this grown man would come on the internet on a message board and appeal to complete strangers for financial assistance in order to purchase a Sirius XM radio. I'm not necessarily rendering judgment there. I'm just giving a recap of what it was that people thought at the time. And that's where the whole thing sort of started. Although I do know Falky has had people trolling him from other forums and following him around and saying that he tried to pimp out a lactating pregnant woman. I've heard that allegation rendered against him.
But I don't remember people trolling Falky as much as he is getting trolled now. Before the Area 51 check that he sent to him. Because Falky's been on Belgab since, what, 2010? I mean, he's been around for several years. And I don't remember people criticizing him as much as they are now. And maybe that was the trigger, was that that check that Area 51 drone sent.
I think it was the videos, actually.
He never sent the check, though. He never sent the check.
Well, he claimed that he did.
Ah, bullshit. That's the genius of this entire operation. I tell you what, Area 51 drone has brilliantly trolled you, B-Dub. He has trolled you, Jasmunda. Eddie Dean, you have been trolled. Everyone has been trolled. He is holding the strings. This is that intro to the Godfather. You know, you see the little puppet string master holding? That is exactly what's going on here. I swear to God. Area 51 drone, you're welcome to call in as well, my friend. There's no way you are not feigning this support.
Yeah. Never tell anyone what you're thinking. I'm going to send you a check you'll never receive. I'm gonna help explain what happened to this 13-year-old girl that you're making so much comedy with. So that people might understand you. I forgot my fucking Belgab password, hold on. Where's that fucking music coming from? Am I in a movie?
I am in a movie. Yeah, I think we've all been trolled. And B-Dub, as you affectionately refer to him as fucking pig rectum, was it?
Pig anus.
Oh, pig anus. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I was
God
off track.
God damn it, man. Get it right.
I was off track. I think we've all been trolled. I'm not buying that shit for a minute.
Well, I think Casio and Falky would be the best free advertising for Belgab if they had more than 10 listeners or 10 people viewing their videos.
You know, I was thinking today, what is that sound?
It's B-Dub.
B-Dub, what is going on? You sound like you're grinding sausage over there or something.
he's fapping to Falky's girlfriend.
First it's the keyboard, then it's what? I really don't know what's happening in the home of that man. What was I going to say just a sec? Oh, I was thinking earlier, it's kind of like this butterfly effect thing. You know, a butterfly gets killed in Tokyo, and then a year later, there's a hurricane in Miami. Or I guess that's the definition of the butterfly effect, right? Yeah. It's sort of
like... Yeah, one little... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
one little thing that happens and it affects everything else down the line, down the timeline, I suppose.
Right. And by the way, Eddie Dean, you sound amazing now. I don't know what happened. I mean, we were complaining prior to the show that Eddie Dean sounded like Arslog. He sounds great now.
Yeah, he took the penis out of his mouth.
I did.
That's a little offensive to me. I've been known to spend time with a gent or two. I don't know. But anyway, I just find it amazing to contemplate as I look back on the history of this forum. Like, you buy this domain name, georgenorisucks.com, and you don't know what to do with it, so you just buy it. And someone suggests, maybe you should start a forum, install some forum software. So you go from that moment of clicking the install button to install a forum to, 6 or 7 years later, a woman with a bruised face standing in front of the camera. Yeah. How did that happen? I don't understand the linkage. It's so tangentially connected in such an intricate way, a series of intertwined webs, the likes of which I'll never come to understand. I just don't understand how we came to that point. If you'd like to be on the show tonight, 623-242-CAST, 623-242-CAST.
And I can see that Area 51 drone is in the chat room at the moment, well, so if he'd like to call in and defend himself...
He could just call in and be like, hey, you got it all wrong, buddy. I support
The concern that Area 51 drone seems to have for Falky or the entertainment value or something, I don't get that. I don't find either one of those guys very entertaining. I think they're more annoying to me and to a lot of people at Belgab than entertainment value. So I just I don't understand why he enjoys bringing them back on the – maybe not bringing it back on the forum, but promoting them and wanting them to post more. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just fucking annoying.
Well, I think he's just taking the piss out of them and, you know, sort of veiled it in concern for them.
He's taking the piss out of them. I'm sorry. I had to do that. Go ahead.
No, I just believe he's taking the piss out of them. He has no genuine concern for them, in my humble opinion. That's all I have to say on that.
And that's all I have to say about that. is Falky entertaining? I guess that's a good question. Is he entertaining? I mean,
no.
Eddie, you say no. B-Dub, you say no. Jasmunda?
I think he can be entertainment. Depends on what your definition of entertainment is.
You said he can be entertainment. Watching a man... torn up by lions, that was considered entertainment at one time, but was it entertaining? I don't
know. Well, sometimes, you know, when you're driving past a car crash, you will crane your neck and as you're slowly driving past, and I think it has the same entertainment, in inverted commas, value at times.
B-Dub, your keyboard is just killing us here.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean... You should just warm the pickup and come over here and beat me about the face with a bat. It would have a comparable effect.
Okay.
So the chat situation, I guess I should go and actually go to the same chat room that I told everybody else to go to.
Yeah, we have two chat rooms going right now, which is fucking
crazy.
Do
we really? Is the UFO ship one fixed now?
Well, there's M Van Deven, no IP, ME36718.
That is the chat room everybody should be in. And that's the one that's linked in the Gabcast thread.
And then there's Minifang, no IP, yeah, info, 9090.
That's the one you should, well, you can't, don't use that one. Don't use, well, I don't know what to tell people to do.
All the cool kids are in one chat room, and all the geeks and undesirables are in the other one, so...
Maybe we should just go into all of them.
I wonder which one I'm in.
I've got both open right now. It's a lot of fun, let me tell you.
We've got 43 listeners. That's nice. What's the... okay, so here is the... Okay, so mvandeven.noip.me:36718. That's the way to get your coupons, ladies and gentlemen. Go to that URL and click the big green button if you would like your coupons. I don't know. Okay, so I can leave that one. There we are. Okay,
oh, well, I'm in the Minifang one.
Are you? Okay, so
yeah,
what's the...
I just realized that.
It's Minifang.
You're funny. You're fired.
What's the Minifang URL? I'm going to go into that one, too.
minifang.no-ip.info:9090
It sounds like one of those old school Art Bell 1990s web addresses.
go
UFO
to my
ship
BBC.
//
5555. Okay, so I'm in both of them now. I can see everything. Oh, Curtis tells me to check my Skype IM. I'm now seeing that, but I don't know which Skype IM to check. See, this is...
Oh my God, it's so confusing.
Pate says this is show prep. I don't know if he is trying to subtly insult us with that comment or if he literally believes we've done a great job. I am confused as to which it is.
Yeah.
I don't really know that Falky's necessarily... I don't know, man. It's sort of like... I have never seen someone who strings thoughts together or whose mind operates in the fashion that his does. For instance, he can be talking to you about some baseball game tickets he bought, and the next thing you know, just out of nowhere, he's telling you about an ingrown toenail. I don't understand that.
I think the appeal that you whatever appeal there is to be had there is... It's more of like a theater of pain kind of thing going on. It's just how weird, it's strange, and how just completely fucked up. It's almost a science experiment. I don't know. Sometimes I think I may have said this before, kind of wonder if he's had a couple strokes. Hmm. Certainly it would explain a lot, especially the squinting out of one side of his head, not the other.
The self-awareness thing is really baffling to me, and I think that's probably the only reason that I've watched a couple of his videos.
Yeah.
Is, you know, he says things and critiques things about other people, and then he's doing the exact same thing that he's critiquing others
mm-hmm.
or criticizing others about doing. You know, that's the thing that it's like a train wreck. That's exactly
and then
the perfect description.
Also, in the past, I think it was about a year ago, where I went off on my fuck Falky tantrum.
That was rude.
Where I was just like, why are we still talking about him? We keep talking about Falky. Fuck Falky.
Yeah.
What's the point? And that was when he was at the height of like copy and pasting whole pages from like websites into a thread. So it would be like 6 miles long of scroll. And here we are a year later, and we're pretty much right back where the fuck we were 12 months ago.
What he would do is he would be talking
to
you. He would be talking to you about like a Bluetooth dongle that he purchased on Amazon, and what he would do to show you what dongle he purchased is he would just do like on the Amazon webpage where the item resides, he would do a Control A on his keyboard, right click and copy, and then go to Belgab and Control V, send. And that's what you saw.
Yeah.
That didn't...
I do not miss that.
That did not work out too well.
And the totally off-topic posts, too.
I mean, it had nothing to do with the thread he was in. Yeah. Just like, whatever the fuck was on his mind at that second, you got all of it.
But there has to be some type of appeal for him and what he does. Because, look, we've been talking for 20 minutes about him.
It's really tragic and sad.
57-page thread about him.
It's a form of mental illness.
I'm popular on the internet. Everybody's talking about me.
He does have 96 YouTube subscribers. I don't know why you're laughing at him.
Goodness gracious.
I'm not.
So does Cassio recover? There's no way he recovers, right? I mean, at least Falky, if I ran into Falky in public, I think I would probably like him. And
yeah, I like Falky. I think he's very personable.
If I just walked into
no problem with him.
Yeah, if I just saw him on the street, I would probably think, yeah, I like this guy. But I'm not so sure that translates very well on the intertubes.
I think you would avoid him.
Look, I'm no broadcasting, you know, aficionado or whatever.
No, you're great. Don't say that about yourself ever.
But I think his videos are probably too long, and the introduction is probably way too long to be able to hold a viewer. Like, after a minute, most people are gonna sort of switch off.
What
the hell is that? He stands there or he sits there and he jeers into his camera for the first minute. Sometimes there's music, sometimes there's not, and he expects people to go, you know, to keep watching. I just don't understand.
Dude, I have no idea what you guys are talking about, and I can't tell you how fucking happy that makes me. here's the thing. I've never watched any of his videos except the one where he's in the car on the Prius and he's punching his wife or girlfriend or whatever. But then I didn't even make it past like halfway. I get to the part where they're driving around the church and I just like, I don't want to watch this.
Well, I have that playing on a continual loop on the 65-inch Vizio in my living room at home. Okay, yeah. So fuck you, B-Dub.
You've got a 30-inch monitor hanging over your child's crib that's playing that 24/7.
I'm like, Jasmine, this is the guy from Pittsburgh. Say guy from Pittsburgh.
Guy from Pittsburgh.
Let me hear you say it. Oh, by
when
the way,
we
somebody...
grow up, we want to be just like him.
According to the chat room, whoever it was that said Falky jeers into the camera, you should have said leers, apparently.
Oh. Leers.
Was that you, Eddie?
That was me.
You just fucking this show up.
I am.
I don't know what you think you're doing, but we're going to
have to... I'm heavily medicated tonight.
We'll have to have a meeting, all of us. Casio, that guy, I mean, talking about people who sort of fit into this category of people, whatever that category is, or whatever that statement even means, I mean, that is a guy, you couldn't like him. I mean, it just, there's nothing, immediately upon making contact with him on the street, you would know, this guy's fucked up. There's something wrong with this guy. Just look at the YouTube videos that dude posts.
The video of him making out his mannequin head's doll, whatever it was the creepiest fucking thing I've ever seen on the internet, I've seen some creepy shit.
Could you more thoroughly describe for the audience what that video consisted of in case they haven't seen it?
So he has this mannequin's head, which is actually an Asian appearing mannequin's head, and he gently caresses her face and gently brushes her hair, and then slowly and very gently, and he looks like he would be a great lover, he starts... making out with a plastic doll. There's that.
Okay, I'm done. See you guys.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the bounty. Where is it? Oh, there. Okay.
The quick picker-upper.
And anyone who is unclear as to why he was re-banned from Belgab, including Casio himself... It's because he posted a photograph of the girl, the alleged 13-year-old girl that he definitely did impregnate, or at least that he admits having impregnated. You can't do that, okay?
And, he posted that on Belgab.
Yes, he did. And he also posted in a couple subsequent posts about some sort of a supposed bukkake thing that he and some friends got involved in. And I mean, he's a pig. He's not someone you would ever allow within visual distance of your child if it were able to be controlled.
I
would suggest he go fucking step in front of a bus. That's really what I would suggest.
I was just wondering.
I don't really mean that, by the way. So if he does that, Casio's family, please don't sue me. Thank you. I don't really mean that.
Well,
I think with Casio, some of that. I mean, not taking away all of this alleged knocking up of a 13-year-old and all his antics on Belgab recently. I think some of his videos are an attempt at parody or satire. I'm not sure exactly what he's parodying.
I disagree.
I think that because there's some videos where he's completely lucid, or at least it appears so, and there's some where he just seems like he's doing some sort of character or something. But I mean, I have no idea, but that was my impression.
Yeah.
If it is an act, then it's the best fucking act I've ever seen.
It's
because
not.
he has soulless eyes.
I mean, you see people on YouTube all the time doing a character, but they don't openly admit to illegally impregnating a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, I don't
in order
think that
to
was...
further the act, because that really helps you get jobs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Usually when I go to an employer, what I try to do is to apprise them of all my sex crimes.
Yeah.
So that I can just, because I want them to know what a go-getter I am. I'm a self-starter, and I'm a team player, and I'm self-motivated. All of those cliche fill-in-the-blank terms that employers want to hear, yeah, I'm that. Especially when it comes to the kid molesting. Self-starter, all the way.
That was just really fucking creepy when he was posting all that shit on Bell Gab. And
what is
and
that?
And then
what,
are you guys...
Speed up again.
Oh my
god. I think
gosh.
His mic is dying or his USB port is dying or something. I don't know.
Okay, now he's gone. This happened to him last time during the show too. This is what you get for using a Mac.
Hey, I've got a Mac and I'm fine.
Yeah, you've been fucked up too. I don't know.
That's true.
Okay. Well, if you'd like I think he's back.
He's back again.
It'd be awesome if that's just the sound that B-Dub actually is making.
it's like a metronome.
There's got to be medication for that.
It sounds like angry fapping.
It's very rhythmic, though. I mean, he's like the Ringo Starr of fapping. His timing is impeccable. He's not very creative, but he's like a metronome. He's got very good tempo. Let me see if I can... there we go. He's muted. At least on my end, he's muted.
I can hear him.
I can still hear him.
Well, at least the audience won't hear him now. Tell me if he comes back and he's fixed so I can unmute. B-Dub, can you hear us? Just type into the... Okay, he hears us. Oh, my.
No, we cannot hear you, B-Dub. We just hear the metronome popping and clipping.
Yeah. Restart. B-Dub, go ahead and do an operating system reinstallation and come back. We'll wait. we'll find something to do.
Hey, we can do a spec sheet, a tech advice show right here.
Well, see, that's the problem. B-Dub actually, in some regards, has far more technical skill than I do. So that makes this doubly confusing as to why this is happening to him. I don't know.
It's okay. That piece of shit mic of his.
I'm looking at the forum here. Is there anything interesting happening in the George Norrie world? I haven't listened to Coast in so long.
No, I haven't listened to it in a very long time.
You know, that's really amazing to me that is the nucleus of the forum. Yet, pretty much everybody claims they don't listen to that show anymore. Yeah. I mean, if that thread went away... I suspect if that thread went away that the forum would still, continue. That's really weird to me.
I mean, what percentage of people post, or how many posts does the George Norrie Sucks thread get compared to the rest of the forum? It's probably a small percentage, isn't it?
But if I go to my unread post, it's almost always listed as...
Every now and again, I'll go to that thread, and I'm about 70 pages behind, and I only went there like 4 days ago or something. But I think it's the same people posting over and over who are subjecting themselves to listening to him night after night.
Stone sideman, sax player, Bobby Keys, dead. According to the celebrity deaths thread. That's a shame. I don't know. I totally expect it. And we got a phone call, by the way, prior to the show from a woman that I am entirely convinced was Falky's girlfriend.
Did she ever say who she was?
No. But no? She wanted to know how she could hear the show. And we apprised her of how to do so. And we thought she was probably going to wind up calling in, or at the very least, Falky might wind up calling in. Okay, B-Dub is back. Let me unmute him. There you go. B-Dub, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, you sound great. What the hell's going on over there?
I don't know, man. I even swapped out my computer, and it's still... So I'm guessing it's probably the microphone. Maybe the cable, but I'm, or maybe it's
that was
problem with Mumble.
Well, if it were the cable, it would be like if the microphone momentarily disconnected from the computer.
Yeah. Know,
that sort of thing. Huh.
It could be Mumble or it could be the microphone. I don't know.
Well, I really can't think of much else I have to say about the Falky thing. I can't think of much else I have to say about the Casio thing other than fuck that Casio guy. He's creepy and he is the type of person the internet was designed to, like, the internet was designed specifically by the government so that you could make fun of guys like him and troll guys like him. I don't know. That's where Area 51's feigned support to me becomes clearly feigned, because he's a smart guy. He's an intelligent human being. He, at least he claims to have children of his own. And so I can't imagine how you're both of those things, and yet you don't express anything but disgust. Or you just—it seems to me you would only be expressing disgust toward a guy like Casio, if you're
the type of person that would be an obvious predator against your children.
What were you saying, you know, Jasmundo?
You just can't possibly defend that in any way. I mean, you can't even say, oh, well, she might have looked 16. It's just, as a father of three girls, I just, you know, I cannot fathom how you can begin to defend that.
And as he continued, the hole was being dug deeper.
Yeah.
That's one of those situations where in the years I've been posting on this forum, I've learned when just to sort of sit back and let other people unfold things the way I'll not render commentary there. Thank you very much. I have onions to cut. There are green peppers to be sauteed. I've no time for such things. Okay.
That whole thread was just fucking creepy as hell. And I have no idea why Area 51 drone finds Casio so entertaining. I don't get it.
Well, he said that he does find mental... what's the word I would like to use? Yeah, I guess...
Illness?
Yeah, thank you. He said he does find mental illness to be interesting. So if that's the case, that's sort of like an indirect insult, is it not? Doesn't that show... Doesn't he show his hand right there?
Mm.
That he's faking...
You think so?
That he, in fact, agrees with all of us and thinks that these two are insane and he's just trolling all of us, especially B-Dub.
Yeah, especially me.
Pig anus!
Pig anus. Well, you know, honestly, for me, like, when I completely lost my fucking patience with that guy was when he was in the Do You Believe in God thread, and he was going off... pretty much kind of saying anyone who believed in God was a fucking idiot and kind of going after Fight Future. And everyone else was trying to have a nice, even discussion about what they believed and different types of beliefs or whatever. And he comes in and just kind of shits all over everything. But then on top of that, he not only does he do that, but he takes Fight the Future's avatar, puts a little goatee on it and uses that. And that's
what the
I
hell
really
was just, that? Was he I mocking
just,
him?
He was just being an asshole, which is apparently like his full-time vocation.
Because he did that with Jasmunda's avatar at one point.
Oh, yeah, he
too.
Did.
He put George Norrie's face on Australia.
Yeah.
I didn't get that. I didn't know what the hell that was.
Yeah.
Or why he did
it
that.
It was just trolling.
Were you hurt by that, Jasmunda?
I cried for 3 days straight.
You stopped taking care of your children. You just closed the door. You wouldn't allow anybody. And your wife just wants to bring you soup. You're like, I go away. Go away.
I was in a fetal position for most of that time. But
get out. Get out. Is that pretty good Australian? You know, I'm working. Out. That's how you guys say out. Out.
Get out of here.
I don't know.
Okay. I think you have to try and go for the Michael Caine, the size of a tangerine.
The size of a tangerine.
There you go. Getting closer.
What I find odd. What I find odd is that Area 51 drone's listening to this show, and he talks about the fact that he wants to host a podcast, and he's even on the forum asking people for advice on how to start a podcast, but he's not going to call into this podcast?
Yeah. Maybe Area 51 drone is actually Jimmy Church.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be something?
Might be. Yeah, if he wants to call in, that's 623-242-2278.
And everyone,
anybody too.
And everybody that saw it, I'm sorry. I posted that picture of that kid with the fucking diaper, in the way he smeared the Jimmy Church everywhere. I did regret posting that.
Did you? It was pretty disgusting and disturbing.
You should have just asked MV to delete it. He likes those requests, don't you, MV?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was scratching an area. What?
Yeah.
I said B-Dub should have asked you to delete one of his posts because I know you like requests like that.
You know, B-Dub, B-Dub probably reports more posts than any other BellGab user out there. I swear to God, Curtis and I have, like, we sit around a fire in my living room reading printouts of B-Dub's reported posts. It's really been an entertaining experience for us.
It's probably the same two or three people, though, that I keep reporting.
I don't know.
Right?
Usually it's like, this sucks, send. This is bullshit, get rid of it, send.
Oh, B-Dub is reporting other people. I thought you meant other people were reporting B-Dub.
No, he reports other people probably about three times per day, I would say, on average.
No, that's bullshit.
Who is the most reported person?
There are people in the chat room that don't like me. Where is Onan? What's going on with him?
I think he died.
No, he didn't. He got really busy at work, and I PM'd him.
Got really tired of our shit.
I never got the impression that he felt anything but love toward all of you.
Maybe he got super busy at work. Maybe his wife was just like, "Dude, really? You need to stop that shit." I don't know.
Okay, Area 51 drone wants to know what the phone number is. He says he's going to call. 623-242-CAST. 623-242-CAST. Jimmy Church is going to call. Oh, see, just right away, a slew of about 30 people typing the number for us in the chat room. This should be great. Okay, we have a phone call coming in. I'm going to go ahead and answer this. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Is this Area 51?
It sure is. Yep, absolutely.
It's always interesting to hear how people sounded. I thought your voice would be slightly scratchier and sound to be of South Florida. I guess not.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a cold, so it is a little scratchy. But anyway, so you fire off the questions if that's what you want to do. I don't care.
Well, I mean, we just think that you don't really have the support that you express yourself to have for Falky and Cassio. We think you're pulling off the ultimate brilliant trolling stroke on BellGab. What say you, as Bill O'Reilly would say?
No comment.
Why?
Why not?
Well, you called the show, and now you're going to say no comment. Are you... Read the book, the author who calls into Coast to Coast AM. Read the book.
I think you've got some inside information.
What inside information?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. It's no big deal. I mean,
Don't tell me I know what you're talking.
Let me just hold on. Fine. I'll just tell you the truth. Sorry, my wife's standing here looking at me, going, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, try
are you
explaining
about?
All of this to a spouse.
Exactly.
Good job.
No, I already have. I showed her that, and she did not get the videos. That she did not laugh at all. But anyway, so I think Falky's a good guy. I mean, I don't see what you guys have a problem with him. I, honestly, there's nothing wrong with him. Talking with him last night for about an hour, and I agree with a lot of things that he says. You know, I think he's got some issues with putting himself out there that more than I think anybody else would do. You know, but overall, like you said, I think there's nothing wrong with him. He's fine. And, well, you know, Cassio, as far as he goes, I think that he's got some issues, and I do think that he's got an interesting story to tell. And one day I would love to talk with him, but, you know, but that's as far as it would go. I'd never want to meet him. I wouldn't want him around my kids. I wouldn't want him around me. I wouldn't want to hang out with him. So, I mean, you know, what more is there to say?
Well, one thing I would like to make sure you understand is, and I myself have said, if I were to run into Falky on the street, I think I would like him. And
yeah, no, I think I would too. Would I hang out with him? I don't know that I'd hang out with him, but, you know, I'll talk with him.
Custer says it sounds like you're speaking through a potato, by the way. Could you comment?
Probably it. Probably is. I don't know what to say. I'm on a headset working right now, so.
Well, so essentially what it comes down to is you are sincere. You really do feel that there is some value in Falky Gate and Cassio Gate. Or Cassio and Falky themselves, not the gate part necessarily, but and you're not trolling everybody. You are sincere in your quasi support of them.
In my quasi, I'm not really. No, I wouldn't say I'm supportive of Cassio whatsoever. I mean, I think that the guy has a story that he's telling, and he sounds to be sincere, and I think he's got some mental problems, and I think part of that is that when he, assuming that that girl told him that she was 16, then, you know, I think he probably believed that. And, you know, if he's telling the truth that she's okay with it, she brings the daughter around, it's legally statutory rape. Absolutely. I would be pissed if my kids were involved with somebody like him or in his age. But, you know, in his mind, did he do anything wrong? He probably doesn't think he did. And, you know, that's what I'd want to get more out of him and talk to him more. But just sitting there and calling him an asshole and a piece of shit and all this other stuff is not going to get anywhere. And it's not going to let you have that kind of discussion with him. And I realize some people don't want to have any discussion with him. But I would like to. So, you know, that's what it is.
But it's
so
just,
what's,
go ahead.
What's the fascination with the mental deficiencies or mental illnesses for you?
I don't know. I mean, it's just like the same, you know, MV was talking on the last Gabcast, I think, about Hoarders. I mean, why watch Hoarders? It's the same sort of thing. It's just people have a different life that's nothing like yours. And I think that would be an interesting thing to talk about.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, AR-51, this is Jazz, and I know we haven't always got off on the right foot, but I just wanted to ask you, did you actually ever send that check to Falky?
Absolutely, I did. Yeah, absolutely, I sent that check to Falky. That was right after I joined Belgab, and he actually posted a video, I'm sure it's out there, that he actually held the check up. He gave me the wrong address, and so it didn't show up, so he kept claiming that you never sent the check, and it kind of became this big joke. But
so it did arrive eventually.
Eventually, he got it, and he held it up and said, hey, I got the check from Area 51.
Did he really?
Yeah, did he cash it?
I believe so. It was a postal money order, so I don't know. But,
After Art was off the air?
Was that even after Art was on the air?
It'd be okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be hilarious.
And speaking to B-Dub and speaking to Jazzmunda, you know, you guys, I don't want to be enemies with people, and I realize you don't like my posts, and you probably think I'm trolling. You know, the Avatar issue was just a total joke. The Fight the Future thing was just it had nothing to do with the religious stuff. It just had to do with, I thought it would look funny to have Nori's mustache and nose on the alien. So I put it on there. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, I don't know, there was something that was said, Jazzmunda, that you said, and I was like, oh, man, it would be really funny to have this, like, Australia head pro thing on Nori's face. And I just did it.
I did find it funny.
By the way,
I don't have anything against either one of you guys.
Neither do I.
I'm sorry if I've offended you guys, and I'll just move it forward from there.
Well, I don't accept that. I
do. Thank you.
I would like a check. I've got some ads I'd like to buy. Send me money now.
I've sent MV money before, so that's, and I will continue to support the board. I really get a good kick out of the whatever the board's called.
Now, when you said I have inside information, I have no idea what you're referring to.
You know what I'm talking about. I sent you private messages describing how I felt about things.
Well, I know. I mean, like, you described and you told me what it is that you do for a living, but I mean, like, was there something pertaining to this conversation tonight that caused you to say that?
Specifically with Cassio, and I specifically told you. I told you how I felt, so... fine.
So that's what you were... Well, what I was thinking you were referring to was when I was joking around saying I expected you to sound like you were from South Florida. After I said that, I thought, oh, holy shit, I hope he's not actually from South Florida and thinks I'm telling everybody where he lives. That's not what you thought, right?
No, I'm from Washington State. I think I've made that clear to everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, by the way, B-Dub, do you still consider Area 51 drone to be a pig anus? Please explain.
No, he's a good guy. I said as much in the chat room here.
You know what this
consider
is?
My beef quashed or squashed or whatever.
You know what this is illustrative of is the fact that when you can see somebody face to face or you can hear their voice, it adds so much more context to the interactions that you have with that person. Like when B-Dub sends his 5 reported posts per day, I imagine in his voice, ban this person. This person sucks. This is racist.
This person's an asshole.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was so moved by what Area 51 just said that I unignored him through Belgab. So.
Oh, yeah.
And Area 51, when you go to bed tonight and you're having pillow talk with your wife, you can tell her that you've been unignored by Jasmunda. And maybe you'll get laid. I don't know.
I want a divorce. You know,
I can tell you my wife has thoroughly enjoyed some of Jasmunda's posts, specifically that cake. Do you remember that cake with the vagina on it? She just got
yes.
Oh, God.
That was a self-portrait.
By the way, Area 51, I think it was yesterday you posted a message on the forum in which you included the term jism satchel. Was that a reference to my Xbox Live handle?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, good.
When else can you use the word jism satchel in an actual sentence so that it was perfect?
I thought, I think that's what he means, but I don't know. Awesome. Okay. Well,
Anyway, I got to get back to the kids, and we're setting up the Christmas tree, so... I will let you guys go, but have a good night. And again, I'm glad that we've cleared the air. And I guess I should say subscribe to Falky's YouTube channel. Huh?
Thanks for calling, and please send cockpicks. Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Later. Cheers.
That was Area 51 drone. That worked out nicely, huh? Is everybody happy with one another now?
That went well. We're all
friends again.
I think
I'm ready to sing Kumbaya.
I think B-Dub and Area 51 Drone should now team up and start a competing forum. No?
Okay. I'll get right on that.
If you want to be on the show, the number to call is 623-242-CAST. It's 623-242-CAST if you want to be on the show. Just call the number. I don't know. Just call it.
Just call. Okay. We'll have coffee and chalk.
Well, Treading Water says, oh my God, MV actually said goodbye to somebody. That's true. Usually I just unceremoniously hang up on people. I thought Aldous was going to call in tonight too, by the way, and make a much desired and long-awaited appearance. And it seems that that's not going to happen.
He's in the chat room.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Oh, yes, that's right. The names were alphabetized. Oops.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if he calls, that'll be great. Until then, do you guys have anything that's been on your mind that you'd like to talk about? Because, frankly, I've got nothing.
So, I listened to the Naps Coast to Coast show Sunday night, which was really kind of disappointing because his guest was this guy from Blink-182. But I did learn something really important. It really opened my eyes to something, and I finally figured out why Dayton, Ohio sucks ass. Do you guys want to know what that is?
Because isn't that where you live?
Because it's Dayton?
Well, perhaps. But there's something else there that kind of enhances the suck. And it doesn't have anything to do with Nori.
Never-ending highway construction?
No, that's Cincinnati.
I've been through Dayton many times, and it was always a shitstorm through there.
Yeah, well, it's a little better now, but not much.
Back in my truck driving days.
Back in my truck driving days.
Man, I was driving all over the fucking place.
Were you, did you have, like, some favorite lot lizards you want to tell us about?
Only the ones who looked AIDS-infected. They were usually a little cheaper, so I tried to discriminate, yes.
The ones that could pull their teeth out?
What they would do is you'd be in the back, you'd be in the camper of the truck parked in a rest area, or God forbid, in a rest area, or at a truck stop, and it's more prevalent toward the back row of the truck stop, by the way. So you want to park as close to the fuel pumps as you can, people. If you ever start a truck driving career out there, let me just impart my wisdom upon you. And so what you'd be back there sleeping, and just suddenly you're... door, someone would be pounding on your door, and if you're smart, you just stay where you are and keep your mouth shut and pretend that you're asleep or you're dead or there's nobody in the truck. And if you, God forbid, should be dumb enough to go to the door and say what you're gonna hear is, "You want any company?" That is the introductory phrase that means, "Would you like me to come in and suck your penis for money?" That's exactly what those words mean. And there are actually... I remember one day this truck driver trying to instruct me as to how I could see breasts without actually having to pay. He's like, "Man, what you do is you get them up to your door. Man, they say you want any company. You say, let me see your titties first." And they'll be like, "No, I don't want to show you my titties." "No, you say, let me see them titties." I'm like, "I ain't going to pay you until I see some titties first. I need to know what I'm paying for." They show you your titties. You say, "Fuck off. I don't want it." And you just seen some free titties. This is the pinnacle of this guy's achievements in his life, that he has figured out how to see real free titties on the road.
Yes.
That his wife doesn't know about.
And that's why Duck Dynasty is so popular. Guys like him. So anyway.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What
the reason Dayton sucks is because, and this is something that the guy on Naps, the guy from Blink 182 mentioned, he's like, all the Nazis, when they came to America, they went to work at Wright-Patt Air Force Base, you know, Operation Paperclip. And I was like, holy fuck, that would explain so much. And I think, I don't know if some of you, I know MV, you've said this, some of the least friendly people in the world in this area. And
the upper Midwest, I say.
Yeah. Well,
does does Ohio, when I say that, I'm thinking more like Michigan, Minnesota.
I definitely see that with Michigan. Michigan is filled with assholes.
Maybe not Minnesota so much, but definitely Wisconsin and Michigan. Fuck those people. And if you're listening to the show and you're from one of those states, yeah, fuck you. No, I'm kidding. You're probably great. But the rest of them,
yeah,
very mean people. The nicest people, ironically enough, that I ever met anywhere I went were in the Bronx. Can you believe that?
I believe it.
Who would have expected that? Absolutely salt of the earth, nice people. Everywhere I went. B-Dub is unhappy with the local Nazi population. Jazzmunda has unignored Area 51 drone, and Eddie Dean has apparently figured out his audio resolution issues. Is there anything else?
Yay for me.
You sound awesome.
I was reading.
Awesome. I don't know what happened. It's.
I switched out a couple cables.
Really? That was it?
That was it.
Okay.
Well, shit, man.
Man, that's, see.
And we also learned how to find a lot lizard at the fueling place.
I find that term lot lizard to be a little bit disrespectful. I don't know. That's just me.
I was reading an article or something about the most annoying accents. And I can't remember where it was, or I'd link to it. But
it was
can
Pittsburgh.
You guys guess? Oh,
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you wanted to. I thought you were trying
to
remember.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right. I think the top three were in Pittsburgh or, you know, in the areas around Pittsburgh.
I don't know what a Pittsburgh accent sounds like.
Well, Falky is from Pittsburgh.
That's me. I'm from Pittsburgh.
But does I'm from Pittsburgh and I...
But does he necessarily have an accent? I mean, of any kind of pronounced nature, I haven't really...
Not really. Maybe slightly, but maybe they were talking about, you know, some of the Amish accents or something.
You guys want to take
Amish.
A call?
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I have no idea who this is. Listen to Jazz Monday. So, oh, definitely. Oh, please. Bring it.
We love callers.
Bring it here, big boy. Hi there, you're on the air, hello.
What's up, guys? Kumbaya, man.
Hey, is this Aldous?
Aldous.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
Since it's been so long since I hosted the Gabcast, and I haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you? How are you?
I am well, but... Why'd you have to kill Onan, dude?
Well, he was holding me back.
It's good to have you back, so it's probably worth it. I don't know. Sorry, Onan. Love you, dude.
Do you really think... I don't know. I mean, there are certainly people, I'm sure, that are disappointed that I'm back. They like the show without me. I don't know, but what am I going to do? I had no podcast to host.
You're fun. You roll. I listened last week. I really enjoyed the whole show.
Did you really? Thank you. That's nice. I actually did,
and I listened to a lot of radio, you know? So when you guys roll, you roll. It's pretty fun.
Thank you. Well, that's good. And I was commenting last week about the possibility of me randomly placing a surprise plane flight to your home to impose upon you and your family for a weekend. And that's going to happen exactly this weekend. So prepare yourself. Plane flight booked.
I'm prepared.
Are you really? If I flew out there, would you have me? I mean, would you, like, tell me to go fuck myself? Or would you, like, would I be allowed to sit on the porch with you? I mean, because...
I think I have an RV already ready for you, more or less.
So I wouldn't be allowed in the house, necessarily. But the RV is right over there next to the dumpster. If you just want to...
You don't want to keep my hours, man. It's out of pure sympathy for you, okay?
Well, I just... I've always had a great love for the Pacific... I'm sorry, the American Southwest. It's... Anytime I traveled across the United States, I always got really excited if I had the opportunity to go that way. And I just can't imagine how great it would be to live out there. And I've seen the pictures of your property out there, at least of what you've posted and of what I've acquired by hacking your Dropbox. And I really like what I see. It's really, I mean, it looks like heaven on earth where you live there. I'm really jealous and hate you for it.
That's my job. It's done, man. I have a real bad habit of requiring beautiful places to live in.
Well, that's human nature. Who wants to live in, you know, the Antarctic? Nobody. That's why nobody lives there, because nobody wants to live there. You know, we want green, grassy fields and trees, which, well, you don't really have so much grassy fields there, though. You're in a goddamn desert. But the desert.
Well, so here's the deal. I am not currently in the Southwest. I think Eddie knows this. I am up in the NorCal area for most of the year.
Also beautiful.
Until I can. It's a very beautiful. I'm telling you. I look at the mountains of South Tahoe. I think I've told you before. While I'm here, I have the best view ever. So it's not a bad situation. But the Southwest. Is all the magic that Castaneda could never pack into one of his novels, you know? It really is. There's a lot about it that is for real. And so when I read about Arizona politics in particular, especially when I'm not at home, because I'm still registered to vote there, I'm like, you know, I don't know that fucking Arizona. I really do not. I know the one that just, like, sparkles with all kinds of magical shit and got a lot of crazy people running around, which I consider that a good thing, you know?
Living here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, my wife and I pretty much hate it. And it's really an accident that we live here. And now that I have a business and everything, I'm sort of dug in. And it makes it a little harder for me to bug out. But really, I've been thinking either the Pacific Northwest, Phoenix... In some regards, sounds good to me. What do you think? Should I stay away from Phoenix?
Definitely. You know, we consider that hell not part of Arizona, by the way. And I spent a good portion of my childhood there, and since that time it's become a place I don't want to deal with. And I have friends there who I basically never see for that reason.
Hold on. Aldous, we're going to bring someone. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to have to... Hey, if you're listening to me, the caller that I just brought on, call right back. I have to hang up on you. I'm sorry. Okay?
Okay.
Just call right... Oh, dude. Hey, okay. Yeah, just call right back.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so let me bring Aldous back here. How do I do that? Skype sucks my ass. Ah, now I just hung up on Aldous. God damn it! Hi, I'm Michael Van Dieven, and I'm one of the hosts on the Gabcast. I'm responsible for making things work better. I hope you approve of the job I've done this evening. If not, there's a form that you can fill out, and you're going to be able to render your opinion. Okay, is this Aldous or Tim?
This is Tim.
Dude, it's really good. I haven't had a conversation with you. How long has it been?
Almost 2 years.
I mean... It's probably been at least 2 years. This is Tim Pate, everybody who doesn't know. He and I used to do another podcast together, one of the 73 different podcasts I've been a part of over the last 8 years. And we were really close friends, lived together in Utah, where I was an elder of the Mormon Church, and I subsequently ensured that Tim would not be able to join because we don't accept blacks, and I heard Tim is 164th. So I took care of that forthwith.
Sure did, man.
So what bringeth you to the show this evening?
Well, I was listening to you guys talk, and, you know, I always get your emails about your show, and I figured, you know what, I'm not doing nothing tonight.
You get the emails?
Yeah, I get them on my on one of my many email addresses.
I say
that
like I can't believe it works.
I get them every time.
Huh. Well, I mean, have you ever actually listened to this show, though, specifically?
No. I haven't. You know, honestly, you know why? Because I'm not really a part of your message board community. I love, you know, Art Bell and stuff like that, but...
Nobody likes you.
I can't... no one really likes me anyway. I can't follow all that, and it's so hard to get the old shows anymore because no one hosts them, and it's like... It's got like... It's just too hard to follow all that shit, so I don't really listen to this show. Now, I used to listen to the Spec Sheet.
You bring a tear to my
eye? Huh?
Yeah, that's a show I did with Curtis, the tech show. Yeah.
Yeah, I love listening to that. But it's this one here, you know, it seems like it's a show specifically for
the forum.
The forum. So I'm not really hip on that. I have maybe one enemy on there, one person that doesn't like me. I don't know his name, and I really don't give a fuck.
I have it on good authority. There are 17 different people on there who do not like you and want nothing to do with you. And
that's all right.
I've tried to convince them otherwise, but they just they're having none of it. So don't know, dude. We should get in touch after the show, man. It's been a while. We need to catch up.
Well, I got a question for you. Okay, and you know, the number one reason I called was I was actually wondering, like, how far do you live from all that bullshit that's going over there in Missouri?
About 115 miles. And
have you driven through there to see any of that shit?
He's referring to Ferguson, Missouri, by the way. I'm south of Ferguson in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. So it's just a straight shot up I-55 from here to where all of that's happening. And there are protests taking place here, but that's because we have a lot of about 12,000 college students in this town who don't have anything better to do, you know, so they're out in the street protesting. That's what they do, though, right?
I live in a college town here, too, man. You're talking about moving. You should consider the Inland Empire, brother.
Consider what?
The Inland Empire, man. Southern California. Inland Empire, yeah.
I don't know. Everywhere you move to, you try to convince me that that's where I should move to, and then you move from there 2 years later every time.
I love it out here, bro. I'm back home.
You almost had me move to Greeley, Colorado, you asshole.
Yeah.
Well, see how that would have worked out?
You know, since last time I talked to you, a lot of things in my life have changed. So, you know, I'm very heavily into politics now, you know. I love football. I used to hate it. So, you know,
well,
big football fan. And,
call me after the show. Let's catch up. How about
that? Yeah, for sure, man. I'll give you a holler after. All right.
Okay, dude.
Take it easy.
It's been a pleasure. Did you notice how I didn't say bye? See? So, treading water. I'm keeping up the trend. I didn't know what happened to all of us. I accidentally hung up on him, and I thought he was going to call right back, but he didn't.
Yeah, I'll just call back, man.
Was that the Tim that you used to do occasionally a podcast with?
Yeah, that was...
When
that's,
Evelyn...
Yeah.
Because I thought you two had a very good chemistry.
Did you?
And always enjoyed those podcasts.
Yeah, we had a lot
of... Was that the train wreck show?
No, that was before that.
Yeah, but you also did the times when Evelyn couldn't do the podcast, you sometimes had Tim sit in. Anyway, I always enjoyed those podcasts.
Suck up.
I don't think you did. I think you're lying, and you'll be held to task. If you want to be on the show, the phone number to call is 623-242-CAST, 623-242-CAST. And you know what we're particularly interested in are calls from bell gabbers that we've never heard from before, because I always really like to hear what people sound like so that you can apply a voice to what it is you've been reading these people saying on the forum. Because I have in my mind a mental image of what everyone looks like. And but for the profile picture that Jazzmunda uses on his Skype profile, I'd like to go into detail about what I thought he looked like, but people might question my sexuality if I do, so I'll hold off on that. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, you guys are pretty funny.
Is this Aldous again?
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm sorry. I really have no idea how this stuff works.
I just like to listen to you guys, so I kind of want to hang out.
You sound like you're calling from a potato yourself now. I don't know what happened to your phone, but it really sucks ass. So, what are you in the midst of right now? I mean, every time we hear from you, you're traveling somewhere different. You've met up with various Bell Gab users across the country. I know of one meeting with was it Ziznak?
Yep, it was Mr. Ziz.
Yeah, I want to what happened to that guy? I miss
he hasn't been
him.
Seen since Aldous met him.
Every time someone sort of disappears like that, I start thinking about what did I do? What did I say? Was it something?
He actually got a job, I think.
He did. He got a job the day he interviewed for the job right before I met him. We met him right out as he walked out. I met him right as he walked out the door because I was staying across the street from where he had his interview. And let's see, we had breakfast, smoked a dude in the Love Park.
That's illegal, by the way. I'd like to point that out.
And I think it's decriminalized in Philadelphia. Well, nobody cares, for one thing. So then the other thing is that he got, I think, two jobs from what I last heard. And I think he just got scared straight and is fully employed. It's pretty awesome.
But you were... That was after you showed up and tried to throw him off track by getting him hooked on drugs. Okay.
Right. So you met him in the morning before work, smoked a doob with him, and then he went back to work in his first week of work?
He was unemployed at the moment, and... he had the interview, and then we had breakfast, and he scored big time. He really does work hard, from what I understand. I've had a couple of messages with or from him. He's a good dude. I like him.
I wonder if you would like the stoned me, Aldous. I don't know.
That's the one with the Doritos and the ass fountain, or no? Is that my confusion? Because I remember when you went to Morocco. He mentioned smoking ash over
there. It sucked.
The next thing I heard was yes.
You know, and Moroccan hash is supposed to be legendary, and 10% of that country's agricultural infrastructure is dedicated to cannabis cultivation. 10%. So you'd think if you go there and you get some hash, and by the way, the hash that I had in Morocco was acquired for me by the police.
that's the good stuff.
I had great expectations, and I was sorely let down. It wasn't at all what I thought I was going to experience. There's swag I had here in prior years, let's just say, that was infinitely better.
You know, I heard you guys last week. You were talking to I Know, and talking about some of like the dispensary stuff and the Washington stores. Well, you know, it's kind of odd. I thought this would be an interesting thing to tell you guys tonight. Here in California, it's almost like when I was like a young Mexican kid going, you know, to junior high school. It's almost like we would have made this shit up. Like, in the future, we're going to be able to walk into this store and there's shitloads of weed products and weed accessories, okay? From soda pop, you know, and ice cream to, like, cookies, plants, clones, vape methods. Seems like me, as a hippie, I do not recognize 90% of the stuff in these stores, dispensaries, let's say. That's what they are. And, okay, that kind of weirds me out. I kind of dig it, but there's bafflingly is like in shock. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here? They got so much stuff that I have no idea and I would never want. And I'm like, wow. It's like being in the ultimate brothel and there's just no way you could pick one, so you leave. Something like that.
You know, I got to say, I have really bad hearing just from years of playing the drums, and I'm having a really hard time understanding what he's saying. Are you guys?
You know, I could understand.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Aldous, are you on the lam at the moment, or are you just taking advantage of the California's lax marijuana laws?
Oh, well, I am like kind of like a refugee from Arizona that way, but I never gave a crap about marijuana laws. Not since I was young. My mom can tell you. So whatever.
Redacted
I'm
says
home,
it's
though,
just
to
me.
To answer your question, I am at my home in Northern California, and not at my ancestral homes in Arizona currently.
So you're saying that you, if I understand the gist of what it was you were saying just now, it's just that you're weirded out to go into a marijuana dispensary and see all the assortment of things you're able to buy. Is that the basis of what you were saying?
For sure. Yeah, seriously. I go in there more for curiosity and to, you know, grab a nice little baby plant for daddy to take home or something. But really, when I go in there, it's just almost ridiculous. And the amount of business that they have going on, I don't know if you've seen that Weed Wars series. I partly watched one of the episodes. That place is honking. They have to have people out in the parking lot just to park the cars that are coming in. They have parking
Is that
lot
the one in... what town is that in?
That is Oakland.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I'm not saying that's bad. In-N-Out Burger is kind of the same way. But it is kind
probably
of
more
In-N-Out Burger-ish.
I just turned your bass down, by the way. I can understand you way better now.
The way you describe it, Aldous, it sounds more recreational than medical, the way these operations are set up.
Well, actually, I don't know about that, really, because I don't spend a lot of time in the dispensaries or anything. I've been in there, and I'll tell you what, when I do go, I actually do see a lot of genuinely ill people. So there is that. But it's like when you open up the doors, you know, not just the ladybugs, also flies come in, is all.
Well, listen, I really hate to cut this short, but I have to leave. I physically have to leave. I'm so disgusted by all of you that I'm kidding. I just have to go. It's 8:30. I'm at my office. I'm not at home. And I have to get out of here. Aldous.
What, you don't enjoy being a deadbeat dad?
We all forgive you, Mr. Man. Go home to your familia. Have a great night out there.
Aldous, I really do have to say, Aldous, I think it would be awesome one day if the two of us might be able to get together and hang out, and I might smoke some marijuana with you. I don't know. I think you would like the stoned me, though, because the reason I think you would like the stoned me is because what I do when I get stoned is I just go, yeah! And I randomly swipe my arms at the air. What do you think?
Well, it wouldn't work on radio, but in person it might be cool.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can't hook that up at some point in the future. I really am excited about it, as should you be. That was Aldous Burbank, everybody, and certainly happy to hear from him. It's been a long time since I've heard his voice, or since he's called. He hasn't called the show in a long time, has he?
No, he hasn't.
That's awesome.
No, he was banned.
Well, as well he should have been. I mean, listen to the guy. He's a maniac. How would you not ban that guy? Anyway, this is the Gabcast. Thank you, Jazzmunda. Thank you, B-Dub. Thank you, Eddie Dean.
Thank
you. My pleasure.
It's been fun, and I'm glad you guys were all here tonight. And thanks to everybody listening to the show tonight. I'm MV, and it's been a pleasure. And we'll see you hopefully next week right here. And hopefully we'll also have the chat room thing straightened out, because I know that that's quite confusing for everybody involved, okay? So, anyway, that's it. See you guys. Have a good night. Bye.
Good night.
Free Folky.
Fuck!